everybody. It's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 336 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed.
Hey guys, it's Morgan.
And welcome to the show. On this week's show, we're going to kind of go over some of the things that we're doing to keep us from going stir crazy. Along with you, we're all quarantining at home. Or actually, I guess it's not officially quarantining. It's basically just staying at home.
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, and I know, Ed, you're in Pennsylvania. North Carolina is a stay-at-home order, so we're still allowed to go grocery shopping and go to the pharmacy, the essential things, but we're not like you cannot leave your house in a point.
Right. So we're all trying to stay healthy, but we're all stuck at home. So what we're going to do this week is give you some good ideas to keep everybody occupied.
And not drive each other crazy. That's right. The key word.
That is the key part. So basically, and everybody's been seeing articles and they've been posting them about the videos. And to be honest with you, that's one of the first things I did start doing is watching some great, great Disney World videos.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best ways is to jump on YouTube and check out the videos of all the rides that we can't go on to, because as we all know, they've extended the closure of Disneyland and Walt Disney World until, quote unquote, until further notice.
True. And as of today, the president has actually extended the whole stay at home thing till the end of April. So we know nothing's going to be happening until then.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're honest, I think we kind of all were thinking it was going to go towards that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we look at what happened in China where it first started, because we had Shanghai Disney. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that, you know, has been closed for a while. So, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, we're all going to be hanging out at home for a while.
Right. And even the parks, they said they're closed to further notice. However, there's a rumor going around that they're sending out emails to their travel agents. And the gist of that email is that they're planning on probably reopening June 1st if it's available or if they can. So it doesn't even seem like they're going to try or even think about May at this point. And it looks like we're just moving right on to June.
Right. And I am privy to some of those emails because I do work with Jimmy for his travel agency. And they are starting to offer some promos for everybody who unfortunately had to cancel or reschedule their Disney trips because of the closure. We won't get into full details of that since we don't know the full opening date, we don't want to get everybody excited yet, but definitely reach out to Jimmy and we can definitely help you out in figuring out those promos and all that. Whenever you're ready to start planning that trip that unfortunately might have gotten canceled.
Definitely. Now, I have a trip planned for the 5th of June. I heard Jimmy's going to be down. Sam's going to be down. A lot of people are going to be down for that one. So we're all holding our breath for that.
Yeah, I think everybody's anxiously awaiting and there's going to be a mad rush to those gates the day that they say, we're open.
Which I'm bumming even more because I was hoping it was just going to be the beginning of the summer. Everybody's chilling out, getting ready for schools to start dumping. And I'd have a chance to get down there for a quick trip. Before that, we will see. We will see. However, getting back to those videos that are keeping me busy, there's a couple places to go. Now, the Disney Nerds on their Facebook page, we've been putting out some live videos and we've been doing some extra live shows. So definitely check that out. I've also been checking out some of the YouTube channels. Now, the Disney Nerds Podcast YouTube channel, we're building. We're on our way and we've got some good videos out there. But once I've kind of watched all those at this point, Sam's Disney Diary was my next stop. And Sam's got some great stuff out there.
Yeah, I think Sam is our content manager when it comes to those videos sometimes. So Sam is definitely a great resource to go check out. Mm-hmm. And also, like, on our Facebook page, he posted a couple other things. I've been posting some of our past podcast episodes, because if you're new to the podcast, we've had some amazing interviews over the years.
True. Yep.
And now's the time to listen to them, because, you know, you guys are sitting at home.
Oh, no doubt. That sounds actually like a blog post. We've also been putting out a lot of different content for people to keep active with. One of the biggest hits we've gotten so far has been the coloring pages that we've put out on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com website. If you go to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, on our front page right there on the right side, you'll see a link for coloring pages. And there are a ton of them out there. All you need to do is go to the page, click the one you like, right-click on it, save as, and start coloring.
Yeah, and actually, I've had a couple of people send them to us. Either send it to us through our Facebook or Instagram, or email them over to me, Morgan@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, because I would love nothing more than to share these with everybody, because everybody's doing an amazing job with coloring them. I've gotten a lot of people that are using apps on their phone or on their computer to just color them digitally, so you don't necessarily have to have a printer to enjoy coloring these pages.
That's a great idea. Just a little fill option, and you can kind of go to town on that.
Exactly.
Some of the other things we've been doing craft-wise, the Disney Nerds Podcast, basically me, we've started putting out some videos on paper crafting. Now, I've talked about that in the past, and paper crafting is a cool hobby because if you have a printer and you have something to cut out the paper, you can basically make almost anything. I put out 4 or 5 videos so far, and I'm going to keep on going with those. They're different varieties of things to put together. One of them was the simple R2-D2, which was really cool for the kids to put together, perhaps. And a bunch of other things, Up House, we have out there. And so definitely check that out as something else to do. I'll be adding to that.
Yeah, I can tell you guys, I've been watching some of them, and I don't know how you do it, Ed, because I just look at it and, like, I don't know if I'd have the patience, but they are awesome.
No, thanks.
I would say if you kind of like that origami kind of thing, if you have that patience, you definitely need to check out these videos that Ed's putting out there.
Mm-hmm. I do use cardstock, so that would be the only kind of extra special thing you need to get, which you can get at any type of store, provided they're still open. However,
but you can always check online, because now it seems like any store that's closed in your area, they are definitely pushing their online to still provide you with their products.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was one of the gray area stores in our area that was closed, but then they opened up again, was the office supply store. They found out that there's so many people that were kind of having no luck finding printer ink or different specific things that they had at the office supply. They made that one of the necessity stores.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. But it's still kind of an odd thing.
Yeah, I think this one thing is kind of, you never know what is going to be open in your area, what is deemed essential and what's not. So I've been going to those stores' websites, seeing if the local stores are open, what are the hours, because hours have been adjusted. So just be sure that you guys do that so you don't run out to the store. Turns out they closed an hour ago because they modified their hours, or they're just closed, period.
Right. Yep. And that's the big thing, is just double checking everything around us. I don't know about anybody else in the country, but we still do not have hand sanitizer in our stores. We still don't have alcohol in our stores, and we barely still have toilet paper in our stores, which is still amazingly, I can't get over that.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy, but there's actually some ways to make the hand sanitizer yourself and things like that. So this stuff's coming. I don't think we're going to be completely out of any of those kind of things.
Right. Well, that's true. And you brought up a good point by mixing your own hand sanitizer. Well, the first thing I thought of is making something. One of the things we kind of collect over the years of going to Walt Disney World happen to be recipe books. Between the food and wine shows that are different, a variety of events they have down there. I have a Star Wars cookbook from Galaxy's Edge. Trying out some of those recipes. It might be time for that.
Yeah, that's definitely a time to do that. And if you can't make it to the grocery store, there's grocery delivery options now. I think I am going to be digging out one of my Disney. I've got Hold one second, Ed. I've got a cat meowing, and I was wondering on my mic. So hold on. Let me let her out of this room.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back.
Yep, he knows what he wants.
Yeah. Well, when one of them's inside the room, the other one's outside the room, they like playing with the door and meowing at each other, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So okay. Something else I did the other day to kind of keep busy and a check out, because we heard about this. We saw the blog post about Disney, specifically Imagineering, working with the Khan Academy website to come up with some really, really cool activities. Are you familiar with Khan Academy?
I was not familiar with Khan Academy until I heard about this and we put it on our blog. I actually mentioned it to my dad and I said, hey, you know, there's this cool free class that Disney's doing with Khan. And he's like, oh yeah, Khan does free classes all the time. So This is kind of what this website's known for, if I'm not mistaken, is free classes of stuff.
Correct. And it was originally, I believe, put together originally by this one gentleman who found a really kind of awesome way to kind of teach kids. And by putting this different lessons together, they're accessible all the time. Both my kids have been on the Khan Academy since probably like 7-8 years ago. And it's a great place to review your work and kind of like find things out. But what Disney has done with them, and Pixar also, we found out, actually, was created these awesome, awesome experiences. The one is called Imagineering in a Box. The other is called Pixar in a Box. So there are activities that, through videos where you're watching, and then hands-on activities, you get to experience some of the activities of Imagineering and some of the, I guess, things that people or animators go through at Pixar to create their films.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's kind of funny because this class got posted, just kind of blew up once the outbreak started and everybody had to start staying at home. But they've actually been talking about this since I think we first mentioned it in like months ago. So this is actually not new. So some people have probably already have already taken this class and got to experience it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm actually excited to start it. I've just been a little busy.
Sure.
But yeah, it's definitely on my list of something to do.
It's broken up into different sections, and the section I worked on was about characters. And they brought you through the process of creating a character, of clothing the character, of designing a background for the character. And then it kind of segued into the whole idea of moving this character that was meant for a cartoon or a movie into the animatronic, into the 3D realm. And then they help you figure out animatronics a little bit with actuators and the way they set them up. And they did that very well with a lot of hands-on, like I said, software. So you can kind of play around with it, too, while you're there.
Oh, that's cool. Now, would you say that this is a very family-friendly class, or is this kind of a little bit more for the grown-ups?
I think this is definitely more for the kids than it is for the adults, but it's definitely not aged out of like adults being able to take part of it. I had a great time. I'm a computer programmer. I've done computers all my life. I am going to go back and do the other sections of all of this, definitely. The videos themselves are pretty cool because you're seeing actual Imagineers being interviewed and explaining the different ideas that you're going to be learning about, which is great. And also, actually, kind of a side note, I remember seeing this too. You know how Facebook does those master classes? You see the commercials for the master class, and
yep.
It's usually a celebrity or a star. I saw the Bob Iger masterclass out there now for managing people and such like that.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's definitely good if you're looking at going into business or just have that business mindset, that's definitely a great one to do. Now,
sure.
Do you want to put out that masterclass is not free?
Correct. And I was going to say, depending on the price of that class, it might be worth it just to see Bob Iger or hear Bob Iger talk about various different topics. Even if you're not in the business industry, it still might be a definite rewarding thing. I have no idea price-wise what they are, so it could be really huge. However, I kind of flashed in my head the other day seeing it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that's one great thing is there are a lot of class opportunities that seem to be popping up besides just Masterclass, besides Khan Academy, that of course have Disney in mind for all of us Disney nerds to keep us. Keep us going. In fact, just not. We all are kind of sitting a little. We're sitting on the couch and kind of sitting still right now. And if you guys don't know, we actually have a Disney Nerds Run Disney Facebook page. And I actually posted from EliteDaily.com, they posted 10 Disney Zumba videos that you can do at home. You get a little workout in with some Disney flavor.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Now, is there any other – we just got done with a whole set of races, running races and such like that at the parks. Is there anything else coming up in the next couple months they're going to have to do something about, or are we okay for a while?
Well, they did have the Star Wars Rival Run. I always want to say Rebel, but it's Rival Run that was supposed to be in April. That has been canceled. Anybody who was running that race is going to be getting a refund. Another thing that I have noticed, I had no plans of trying to do a in-person race this year just because of finances, but I wanted to do the virtual race that they do throughout the summer. Well, Run Disney, before everything happened, had their registration for the virtual race, which you can do either June, July, or August, or you can do all three. The registration was actually supposed to be on the 24th, so it was actually supposed to be last week. And if you go to their website right now, I'm actually pulling it up so I can read you exactly what it says. On sale dates for future Run Disney races will be adjusted, and we'll have more information to share soon. And it just says registration opening soon. So I don't know if they just don't have the people in the office to hit that button to say, okay, let everybody register, or if they're doing something to these virtual races.
Let me throw something out there. Are they giving out medals for these virtual races?
They are.
So maybe that's a point of they expected to give out probably 30,000 medals, and now they're probably going to potentially give out millions because people will be home doing this.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I can tell you from just my standpoint, like I've actually gotten emails from different races that are actually like touring races that go all over the country throughout the year. And they've actually said, hey, we have a virtual race for you to register now. So a lot of other companies are going virtual as far as these races because of what's going on right now. So I can totally see Disney's probably like, okay, we're probably going to get bombarded with people registering. Once we open this registration, we've got to prepare for that.
Right. Right. Well, and they tend to do that. That's the way the Disney's plan has been. Universal said they're closing until later in April. Disney, a couple days later, came out with their closing until till future notice type of announcement. They kind of one-upped them. So that makes sense with this, too.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you, so there is another virtual race on Run Disney. It's the Star Wars Virtual Half Marathon. It actually started January 1. It ends March 31st. So if you guys are listening to
the, hopefully if you got this on the 31st, you applied and you started running.
Yeah. Registration is still open. So if you guys get this before the 31st, registration is still open if you want to do that one.
Good luck. Hopefully this show comes out on the 30th so you guys have a chance.
Yeah. If not, you can just edit
this out. If you do that, I want to know.
For my own sake, I'm going to keep tabs on when Disney's virtual race for the summer opens. If they make any announcements or anything like that, I'll be sure to post it on our Disney Nerds Run Disney page because we're trying to keep everything Run Disney related on that page because not everybody wants to know or not everybody's gotten the Run Disney bug yet.
Right. Sure.
Definitely keep track of that Facebook page. And once I know when the registration is, I will let you know unless somebody else in the group gets the info before me.
Yep. And just mentioning Facebook again, we have the Disney Nerds podcast page on Facebook. We also have the Disney Nerds group on Facebook. Both places are really good places to go to find out information. The Disney Nerds group is cool because we're putting info out there, but there's a lot of other people putting information out there too, meaning they're putting their craft ideas out there. They're putting their pictures of how they're keeping busy out there, and it's a really, really nice community to be able to kind of get that feeling that you're not alone right now.
Exactly. And a lot of people are also posting the whole, you know, what's your favorite dish, or once the park's open, what do you want to do? So it's just a good community. If you're missing the parks, they miss the parks too, so you can kind of bond over that and know that you're not the only one missing the parks, and kind of we're all in this together.
Missing basically. Together. Exactly. Exactly. So the last thing we're going to talk about before we leave tonight is probably one of the things that I've been watching the most of. And thank goodness Disney Plus is available.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cute puppy videos.
I've already watched The Mandalorian again. I finished Resistance. I've watched, I couldn't tell you how many old movies. The documentaries are going crazy. Disney Plus, I'm loving it.
Oh, Disney Plus is definitely kind of everybody's lifeline right now. And actually just opened up in Europe too. So everybody over in Europe now has access to Disney Plus too, which I think is just great timing for everybody that is quarantined over there, just like we're kind of self-quarantined. And actually, I found, I kind of tried to been posting when I hear about all these great openings. If you guys haven't heard, Onward, which just released to the theaters, what, earlier this month, I think?
Yep.
It's right now available for digital download on all your favorite streaming sites, Amazon, Fandango, wherever. But on April 3rd, which is not that far away from now, it'll be on Disney Plus. So if you guys haven't already bought
it. Disney Plus is like you don't have to buy it already?
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't already bought it, you guys can watch it on April 3rd.
Wow. That's incredible. That's really good. Now, Frozen 2 is out there already, too. That was released a lot earlier than it was supposed to. We saw that the other day.
Yeah. They released that. I want to say that was a 2-week early release. Mm-hmm. That they did for that. And it's actually kind of funny. I've actually already watched it with my parents. They didn't get to watch it yet. So it's already been watched in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that they've announced for Disney Plus, if you guys don't know already, I'm a huge, huge, huge Disney nature fan. Mm-hmm. I love all the Disney nature films. And they have two that they were already planning to go straight to Disney Plus. They're coming on April 3rd. It's Elephants and Dolphin Reef.
Oh, wow. Two of the most intelligent animals on the planet. That's going to be great.
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of funny. Once they finally announced Dolphin Reef months ago, it got me thinking about, we did a past episode about all these movies that were announced to be done over the next couple years.
True.
And a Disney Nature Dolphins movie was in the works. And here it is.
Wow, about time.
Oh, yeah, about, I mean, dolphins are one of my favorite animals, so I'm super excited about that one. You've got Natalie Portman narrating the Dolphin Reef, and Megan, the Duchess of Sussex, is narrating the Elephants one. So you got two great
Merkel
narrators.
Is that Megan, the Harry's wife?
Harry's wife, yep.
Oh, no way. That's kind of cool. That's out of nowhere. Was that the Iger conversation? Is that the job she got? Remember, that was a whole big thing. Harry was supposedly campaigning for a job for Megan from Bob Iger a couple of weeks ago.
She already had that. She already did that narration. So I don't know if they're trying to get another job for her or what's going on, you know.
Just a little coincidental.
Just a little coincidental, but like to – and actually I think there was even a quote, you know, the only work that we have with Megan right now is the narration she did on Elephants. There's nothing else in the works as of right now.
Right.
But yeah, that's – so April 3rd, you've got basically three new things to watch, and that's not it. It seems like you've got a nice amount of new shows that have come up in addition to – I'm sure some of your favorites, some of my favorites, and just kind of everybody's favorites since November when this wonderful piece of streaming entered our lives.
Oh, no doubt. And it's the more and more I've been playing around in there, you can't trust the title screen. Like the first screen that comes up that lists all the things as you go down by category, you can't trust that because it doesn't have everything. You have to go into the movies. And you have to go into the live action. You have to really kind of dig to see all the amounts of things they have on Disney Plus.
Right. Now, I mean, I always tell people who are Disney fans that haven't really dove into Disney Plus that much yet, you've got to watch Imagineering Story, which we all are in love with.
And even if you don't have a chance to watch the entire series, watch the last episode because that's the most pertinent to you guys if you're going to the parks right now.
Yep.
So I will say
and
that.
Then One Day at Disney.
That's a really interesting one.
Yes, that's a super interesting one. And I want to say they're actually going to release another episode of that, if I read that somewhere correctly. But they also released another one called Disney Insider. I don't know if you've seen this one, Ed.
I'm not sure. Give me an idea of what it's about.
They're going behind the scenes to a lot of other non-park related things. Like, I'm actually pulling up my Disney Plus here on my phone, and I'll read you guys the description. Disney Insider tells the stories behind Disney films, parks, destination toys, and more. So it's not just the parks in this series.
So it sounds like almost an Imagineering for everything.
Yes. And right now there's only two episodes. I think they're kind of doing what they did in the beginning with a lot of shows, is I think every Friday a new episode is going to air.
Oh, very cool. Very nice.
And then if that wasn't enough, all of our, you know, cooking friends, they have a cooking show on Disney called Be Our Chef.
Okay,
it's a
good play.
Family, and it's a family competition.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, you lost me on that one. I don't like those cooking competition shows, but I do love cooking shows. That'll be worth checking out. Where's the Ratatouille cooking show?
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. So they are doing Disney-inspired cooking. So I'm wondering, and there's only one episode right now, and again, I think once a week they're going to release a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to do a Ratatouille episode at one point.
Oh, sure, just to make it. Yeah, that'd be worth checking out. See, that's the fun part about it. It's worth checking out the episode. If you really dig it, then you keep on watching.
Yeah.
Or you move on to the next thing.
Exactly. and there's so much stuff that just in original content. I mean, you can obviously go and watch your favorite movies, animated movies, live action movies, and just kind of dive into that nostalgia. Right. But I mean, I always tell people, don't shy away from the original content. I've actually found RottenTomatoes.com did a top 15 Disney Plus shows and movies. So this is Disney Plus's original content.
Mm-hmm.
So number 15, they have the Spark Shorts, which are all those little short movies that the Pixar Animation Studio did.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Which I haven't had a chance to check those out, but they're definitely on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14 is Noelle. And that was the, I want to call it a Christmas movie because to me it's based in Christmas time, so it's a Christmas movie, but it's Anna Kendrick. They really pumped it up around Christmas time, and I watched it then. It is very cute. If you like Christmas, if you like Anna Kendrick, this is definitely should be on your list.
Okay.
Number 13 is the Lady and the Tramp, well, quote unquote, live action they did just for Disney Plus.
Oh, cool. Haven't seen that one yet. It's on the list.
And it's been getting some good reviews. Number 12 is actually one that I binge watched. It's Encore with Kristen Bell.
Oh, you know, I heard the premise of it, and I couldn't get even close to it. How was it?
Okay. Little back history on me. My high school, my senior year, actually had a theater class. Mm-hmm. So I was in it. So I was a theater geek, quote unquote.
Yep,
so I was also a chorus geek. So I did my high school musical in high school. So this was right up my alley.
Cool. Very cool.
But basically, if you've never seen the show, basically what they do is each episode, they take people back to high school from 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years, and they redo their high school musical, which I think is awesome. Like I said, I binge watched that show.
Very cool. What else we got on the list?
Number 11 is one that actually just came out, Stargirl.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the picture for it when you turn on the channel. I haven't looked much into it.
So this is the description of this. It's a feel-good story that hits familiar coming-of-age beats, but self-assured performances and an earnest mission worn proudly makes it a tune-in worth listening to. That's the synopsis according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Sounds like one of the Disney musical movies with teenagers that they've been putting out for the last 20 years.
Yeah, and that's basically what it looks like. But, I mean, if you liked High School Musical, if your kids liked High School Musical, it's definitely worth checking out.
Sure. Or what's the other ones that the series they had? Camp Rock? Or
Camp Rock.
Yeah, there was a bunch of different ones they threw out there kind of quickly.
Yeah, Lemonade Mouth. Yeah, the list goes on and on.
I'm embarrassed to know some of those. Okay, what else?
I don't have kids and I know some of these, so, you know, I have a whole level, different level of embarrassment because I shouldn't know these, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What else we got there? Let's get down through the 10.
Well, speaking of High School Musical, the musical, the series is number 10. So a lot of people are going after this. Now, I did not go, I have not watched this one yet, but basically it's, I don't know if they're trying to do it like a reality show, but like basically high school students are performing High School Musical for their production. So it's basically like a show where they are performing High School Musical. So it's like this whole, it's like an onion. There's just all these levels.
Okay.
But that's number 10. Now, number 9 is one that we've actually talked about with the Disney Nerds, is The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Good one. Great one.
That one's a good one. That one's on the National Geographic side. If you guys can't find it, because I know sometimes people are kind of just sticking with the Disney and the Pixar and the Marvel and the Star Wars. That one's actually on the National Geographic side if you guys can't find it.
Yep, and it's very random. He picks a topic each show, probably about 30 minutes a show, and goes to town on it. I think popcorn was one of the topics. Barbecuing was one of the topics.
Sneakers.
So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some cool things. And he gets in depth. I mean, you got to like Jeff Goldblum because he definitely has his way. But it was a really, really good series.
Yeah, it's cool to see how Jeff Goldblum's take on that particular subject for that particular episode goes. But now we've got number 8. And I think this was another one that all of us here, the Disney Nerds podcast, was excited about. And that's Forky Asks a Question.
Oh, I was going to bring that up a couple of minutes ago when you first started this. Yes, Forky Asks a Question is great for any age level, but definitely for your under fives.
Yeah. And it's a short, so it's not, okay, here's 30 minutes of Forky asking a question. No, it's maybe three to 6 minutes long. But it's totally entertaining to watch. Any Toy Story fan is going to like watching Forky Ask a Question.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And there's the cameo of another Toy Story character usually kind of hanging out, so it's fun.
Yeah. Now, number 7, this one actually just was released a couple weeks ago, I think. It's Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made. This is a movie, and it is based on a book. I am not familiar with Timmy Failure.
I haven't heard of that. It's funny because you say Timmy Failure, the first thing I thought of was Kim Possible. Just because of the two way the names are.
Yeah, it's completely different. I know I watched the trailer for some reason. I'm just kind of like, I don't get it. But I think that's my age level. I don't get it because I'm too old to get it. I think this is definitely more for the younger kids. This is for kids, maybe preteen, is kind of what this seemed to be a little bit more geared to.
Gotcha.
So on to number 6, we have Togo, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but this is the Willem Dafoe movie that came out with the wolf.
Yep, up in the dog mushing and sledding, and definitely on my list. That's one of the ones we have to get to, and we've been trying.
Yep, I think we've all got these huge lists when it comes to Disney Plus. Number 5 is the Marvel's Hero Project, which I've heard really good things about this. I'm not sure the premise, but basically it has something to do with kids and providing these positive changes, and they're calling these kids young heroes. So it's not just a superhero show. It's, more of a reality show of helping these kids make a positive change in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool. We'll have to check that one out, and we'll report back.
Yep. Number 4, they have Star Wars The Clone Wars. Now, I'm assuming they mean...
Cartoon.
I'm assuming they mean the final season, because the final season is the one that's a Disney Plus original. The previous seasons and the movie came out before Disney Plus was around.
Yep, I'm working my way through season 6 of the original Clone Wars to get ready for the new ones.
Yep, but like I said, this just says Star Wars: The Clone Wars, but we're going to assume they mean the final season.
Right, and just real quick about the Clone Wars, for you Star Wars fans out there that have not seen the Clone Wars, I highly, highly recommend watching these guys. It's the perfect primer to let you know what's going on between Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Jedi Council, basically everything that sets up movie number 3, and Anakin turning bad and to the dark side and all this other stuff. It seems in the movie stream, it happens like all of a sudden, but the Clone Wars, the cartoon kind of gets you ramped up. I mean, they do a lot of war. They have a lot of fighting against the robots and the droids and stuff like that, armies. Totally worth watching.
Yeah. And number 3, I think this is one of everybody's favorites here at the podcast, The Mandalorian.
Only 3? Uh-oh. 2 and 1 better be incredible.
I know. I was kind of like, wait, why is that number 3? And of course, we know there's a season 2 coming out that we all are impatiently waiting for. So
did you hear
Ed said you rewatched season 1. I think I might be rewatching season 1 myself.
Oh, you got to. You miss so much season the first time you watch through it that the second time you definitely catch a lot. They announced a new person who's going to be on the season 2, new actor, Michael Biehn. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. This actor has been in all of my favorite science fiction movies. He was in The Terminator. He was the guy that came from the future to help out Sarah Connor and basically became the father of the savior of the human race. He was in Aliens. He was the corporal that was just kind of hanging out, and he was the last living Marine. So many great movies he's been in and going to be in The Mandalorian. However, I'm kind of holding out because he's going to be Bill Burr's crew. So he's going to be definitely another bounty hunter, and hopefully they do it a lot better than they did Bill Burr.
And it'll be interesting to watch. Yes. Like I said, I think all of us that have watched season 1 are impatiently waiting for season 2.
Oh, no doubt. And there's been word about, they've actually stopped filming on a lot of these other shows that they're bringing to Disney Plus.
Yeah. So let's just hope that, unfortunately, you know, a lot of stuff has been stopped because of what's going on in the world. So let's hope that everything can get under control and everybody, you know, can be healthy and all this, and we can get back to life as we used to know it.
Yep. Let's finish that list because 2 and 1 will be great.
I know you're now impatiently waiting because I've already said The Mandalorian. So number 2, which I'm not really sure if I agree with, is Diary of a Future President.
So it's about this, it's a kids show, isn't it?
This is again more of a kids show, probably, you know, preteen. It's about a middle schooler who dreams about becoming president. But of course, that was number 2. And this, of course, is again by Rotten Tomatoes. They're going by their rating system. So Mandalorian was 93%. Diary of Future President got 100%.
See, now that's worth trying. I'll watch that. I'll watch the first episode. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Like, it makes me want to try it now because of the ratings. Right. Like, I'll give it an episode, see what I think, and see if I'm going to go from there.
Sure. Yep.
I do agree with number 1, though. The Imagineering story.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what didn't we talk about yet? You're right. We talked about that earlier outside of the countdown, but wow, they gave that a number 1. That's incredible. Oh,
and of course, we agree with that. Sure. You know.
Although I still would have put Mandalorian first.
Honestly, I think I might. So Imagineering Story got 100%. Diary of Future President got 100%. So I think if it was me doing it, I'd give them both Mandalorian and Imagineering Story 100%. So they would kind of be tied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Although, pretty good ones. And I will check out the one that was number 2, the Diary of the President or whatever that was.
Yeah.
So awesome. Definitely some things to look at. And we're starting April, so we're going to be getting new stuff too.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of stuff announced coming out to Disney Plus. If you guys haven't, checked any of those shows that we just talked about out, definitely check those out. Also, I don't know about you, Ed, but I'm kind of interested in what everybody else is watching on Disney Plus.
Oh, definitely. Guys, if you have something we didn't mention tonight on Disney Plus that's worth watching, let us know. Also, We want to find out what kind of crafts you guys are doing at home to keep yourselves occupied too, because we're going to eventually get bored and we want something new to try out. We want you to send your ideas to the Disney Nerds. And Jimmy, can you tell everybody how to do that?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 336. Thanks for listening, and we hope you stay active.
All right, everybody. I hope you stay healthy and active, and let's, you know, try to find some fun and some great things to do while we are all at home with our families, because there is definitely stuff out there, and we will continue to bring you whatever we find so you guys can know as much as we do as far as what to do to entertain yourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. So keep track of the Disney Nerds podcast, guys. We're going to be coming out with a lot of content. We have nothing better to do. For Morgan, this is Ed. And for all the Disney Nerds, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.